This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. In the 12 o'clock hour, Josh Harris won our Caps tickets. It's entirely possible the 1 o'clock Caps game winner could be Mark Eyne, Mitch Rales. Let's find
Magic
out
Johnson.
Together. Yo, what if Magic? Line 9 is our winner. Hello, is this Magic Johnson?
Yeah, not quite.
Oh.
A little shorter than he is.
What's your name, sir?
My name's Cameron.
Are you a part of the Harris Ownership Group?
No, I'm not.
Well, you know what? That's okay, man.
You're going to game 5.
You're going to game 5. Congratulations, dude.
Thank you very much. They better win.
Where do you live,
I agree
sir?
On that.
Mechanicsville, Maryland.
Mechanicsville, Maryland. Shout out to Mechanicsville. Who are you going to bring with you to the game, and is it Toby?
No, it's probably not Toby.
Sorry, Toby.
I'm taking my son.
That's awesome. How old is he?
18.
Oh, that's great, man. Go. What, Ovi jerseys? What are you rocking? Protus?
I may have to get one. I don't have Ovi jersey, but
well, do you want me to tell
like
you a secret, player. Cameron?
Go ahead.
They sell them at the stadium.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your way to go right there.
Have a great time, man. Congrats. Go Caps.
Congrats.
Thank you.
All right. Now, speaking of the Caps, my guy Ethan Cadeau does a great job covering the Washington Capitals for Monumental Sports Network. EC, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. I'm just trying to catch up on all the Commander schedule news now that I just left practice.
There's a lot of it. How do you feel about them closing with 4 straight NFC East games?
That's tough. I mean, I saw Eagles in week 16 and 18. I thought maybe one of those games would be at the beginning of the year to kind of do a little rematch of the NFC Championship. That's going to be a tough finish. I thought the Giants were going to be the finale after the Eagles week 16 game was announced, but I guess not. So that's going to be a tough finish.
Yeah. Listen, by the time you get to week 17 and 18 in the NFL, it's tough no matter who you're playing.
True.
Let's talk about where you were. Caps practice. Is Lars Eller's benched? Lars Eller benched?
That's what it appears. I mean, I think it makes sense if you want to get truly the best 12 forwards on the ice. Right now, Eller just hasn't been that guy. I mean, he's good on the faceoff dot. He can kill penalties, but offensively, he's just really not providing anything right now. And McMichael, moving him back to center, his natural position, I think is a good fix. I don't know if I would do it in game 5 of the second round of the playoffs when he hasn't played center pretty much all year, but I think it's a little bit of a, I wouldn't call it a panic move. I think it's more of just trying to ignite a spark into an offense that scored, 6 goals in 4 games. They need some changes, and I think this was maybe the best move they could make without shaking up the entire thing that could kind of send a message like, hey, if you're not producing, you're not doing your job, there's going to be a replacement, no matter if you're the guy who scored the game-winning goal in game 5 of the Stanley Cup or not.
Why make this move now? Obviously,
they're
you've
desperate
got
now.
Well, I know that, but I'm saying why now and not earlier? If this is the case, then why wasn't it a game three move? Why wasn't this a game four move? Why wait till you're on the brink down 3-1?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. It's a fair question. I think, I mean, they were giving him Eller as long of a leash as possible. I think they made some big changes in game four, too. On the defensive end, Alexiev didn't play since the middle of the second shift. On the power play in the third, they moved McMichael to the top unit and pulled Carlson off of it. So I think Carberry's really just trying to find anything to ignite a spark. I think they found success with these lines in the first round against Montreal. It split coming down to Carolina. Game three, maybe you didn't like what you saw, but the start was promising. Try to bounce back in game four. But now, like JP said, they're desperate. And I think this is kind of a reflection of that.
How come you didn't say great question to me? You said great question to Toby.
Because if I say great question to you, I'm going to have to say it after every other question.
My question was average. Are you – I asked this to some folks the other night. Ethan was there in Raleigh with me. Are you surprised how this series has gone?
Yeah, a little bit. I thought going into it, I thought the Caps were the better team. They struggled down the stretch a little bit, but maybe I was falsely – given false hope by the way – they dominated Montreal, turned things around when they faced adversity in Game 3, came back Game 4, win in a tough building there. I mean, the Canes, Spencer Carberry said it himself, the Canes play such a specific style of hockey where the pre-scouting is not hard. You know what you're going to get from them every night. I think Logan Thompson's been a little bit off his game this series. I think he'd be the first to tell you that too. And the Canes are going to keep coming at you. They're going to keep pressuring you. They're going to keep firing the puck on net. And they've gotten a couple big breaks, big momentum plays in the series that have led them to a 3-1 series lead. I thought game four going into it, I felt confident the Caps were going to win. I thought I'd be talking to you right now with a 2-2 series. But I also think the Caps are going to win tomorrow. Simply put, I think they're going to win game five. Who knows what happens in game six. But I do weirdly feel confident that they're going to take care of business game five, and then another drive to Raleigh is going to be needed.
Alan May was on with the Junks, I believe it was yesterday, and he was saying that maybe the Capitals need to do a little bit of what Carolina's done and just throw pucks at the net, and maybe one goes through and you get lucky. Should they have made some sort of adjustment, or, you know, you're the top team in the East, and you're just going to go down to maybe a team that's playing a little bit better? Is that kind of the case with this?
Yeah, I think they tried to make an adjustment at the third. They were definitely throwing more pucks at the net, changing up lines. And I think that's what's going to happen. I think we're going to see a lot more shots at the net tomorrow. I mean, they have nothing to lose at this point. If they're not shooting the puck and if they lose, their season's over. I think they got to test Anderson a lot more. He's been stout this series. His numbers are really good, but he hasn't been tested enough. I mean, 76 shots through four games, that's under 20 shots on goal a game. That's not going to win a lot of hockey games like that. I know the Caps are kind of picky. Their system, they really kind of wait for great high-danger looks before firing the puck on net. But I'd be surprised if we had another game where the Caps are 18 to 20 shots on goal. I think they're going to try and get closer to 30 and really test Anderson to see if he's having a great series or if just the Caps are not testing him enough.
What, the way this series has gone, like what, if any, like do they have to make, let's say they get knocked out tomorrow night or maybe it's Saturday in Raleigh, whatever it might be. This is a division opponent. Like we see the Commanders are building to beat Philly, right? They know their O-line has to get way better. This is how they're going to do it. Like do the Caps have to make an adjustment to beat the Canes? Or is that oversimplification?
I mean, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, the Canes, if they win, it'll be their third Eastern Conference Finals in 7 years. So they're kind of the cream of the crop of the division right now. And same way the Commanders are trying to overtake the Eagles, it's the same thing. Like, if the Caps and the Canes keep making the playoffs, they're going to play each other in the second round or the first round, depending where they finish in the division, just because of how the NHL playoff format is, where you play your divisional opponents first. So I think, I mean, in the offseason, we can get to that point when it officially becomes the offseason, but I think secondary scoring is a big need. They rely a lot on their top six guys, getting depth down the middle. I mean, the third line, they really only play like 10, 11 minutes a game, and we just haven't seen much production from them in the playoffs at all, but really towards the end of the regular season too. So I think in the offseason, they look to add guys on that middle six that can score 20 goals a season and come up with those timely goals you need in the playoffs. Because right now, I mean, unless it's those top guys scoring for the Caps, I'm not expecting the bottom six guys or the middle six guys to score. You're really counting on your Stroms, your Wilsons, your Ovies to get you back in the series when it needs to be guys on the third line like Mangiapane or Duhaime on the fourth line that are coming up with these big goals. So I think that's the area they need to improve.
You mentioned some guys there. Who really needs to step up? Because it feels like for the Canes, there's a couple of guys that are playing really well, and you look at the Capitals throughout this series, and there's maybe one or two you can say are playing kind of to their standard and above. I think Tom Wilson's one of those. But outside of one or two guys, it feels like most of the guys maybe aren't playing up to their regular standard. Who has to step up if they're going to come back and at least win Game 5 and maybe even make a chance at coming back to win this thing?
Yeah, I'm looking at Wilson's line mates. I think Wilson's arguably been the best player on the ice for either team in this series, but Protas got moved back down there. He's still recovering from that skate cut that he cost the last seven games of the regular season, but he just really hasn't looked like the same 30-goal scorer that we saw throughout the playoffs. And then Pierre-Luc Dubois is another guy. I think the Capitals wish that they were getting a little more production out of him. He took that penalty late in Game 4 right after it was 3-2, where it kind of cut any chance the Capitals had in coming back into that game. So that line, I think the Capitals are going to be counting on a lot tomorrow night, and they need to come through in order to win in Game 5.
You got a prediction for tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think the Caps are going to win. I've been saying it since, honestly, right after Game 4. I was like, I think they're going to go home and win Game 5. I'll go Caps 3, Hurricanes 1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Caps 3-1. Okay. they could use a win. How do you think the arena will be? How do you think fans are at this stage?
I think it's going to be packed. I mean, I was in a similar situation in 2021. I mean, it was the COVID year, so it was only like 30%, 40% full, but I was at that Bruins game 5 when they were down 3-1. And I remember as many fans that could be there were there. And it made a difference. So, I mean, the team's been resilient all year. They led the NHL in comeback wins. I think there's a good portion of the fan base that thinks the series is over, but I also think there's another portion of the fan base that'll show up tomorrow thinking if they win game 5, then they just have to steal one in game 6, and then anything could happen in game 7. So I'm expecting a loud building tomorrow.
I think it's going to be fun. I'm going to confess something now. I committed to a event tomorrow night, like a couple months ago. It's the McBrien Group. My friend Scott McBrien is having this dinner. Mike Loxley, a ton of really smart high school football coaches. This is a ball knowers only type event. There might still be tickets left. I'm going to tweet out this link. But I'll be there for pregame, and then I'll be watching on TV. I'm counting on you, EC, to get a dub here, all right?
I'm going to do my best.
Tara can't blame me if they lose.
Game 4, so.
What's that?
It didn't work out for us in game 4, so yeah. Hopefully it works out in game 5.
I was there game 2, though. Just saying.
I will say, true. I've only been in the building for two playoff games, and they've won both of them. And in the only game they won in this series, I was there. So if someone wants to get me a ticket, there's me lobbying for myself, JP.
Yeah, Ethan, do you have a ticket for Toby?
I already gave away my staff tickets, but I'll look around.
Do I get staff tickets?
Yeah, you should.
Do I for every game? Because I use them for I got Cody tickets for game two.
I think it's one per series, but I'll shoot you a note offline.
Okay. Toby, maybe I can help you, dude.
It'll help the Caps. They haven't lost when I've been there this year.
They are undefeated with Toby in the building, you see.
Sounds like you got to be there then.
I think so.
Tell everybody your Twitter handle and where to find your work.
Yeah, you can find my Twitter handle at Ethan_Cadeaux, CADEAUX, and then all my work is on monumentalsportsnetwork.com. So
there you go.
That's where to find me.
Thanks for making time, bro.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, appreciate you having me on. See you tomorrow.
Go Caps. That's our guy, Ethan Cadeaux. You can give him a follow at Ethan_Cadeaux, CADEAUX. His last name is not pronounced Cadeaux, contrary to public opinion.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.